New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, following days of protests where numerous videos showed incidences of potential police misconduct, announced he was amending the city's budget to take funds away from the NYPD's $6 billion allocation. He said he'd put more money into social services, including youth programs. New York's legislative leaders say they do not back simply cutting police forces, but they do believe there should be more money for other services. Assembly Speaker Carl Hasty, in an interview with Public Radio and TV, says it's about more than simply defunding the police.
I think what everyone is saying is they really want people, government, to focus on social spending in other areas. It's not just about policing. It's about people, income equality. It's about access to education. It's about people needing mental health services.
Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, the first African-American woman and first woman to lead the Senate, says it's really about deciding what kinds of situations require a police response and which could be better resolved by someone else.
Certainly, we are not calling for defunding the police on a state level, but a legitimate conversation about whether or not the police are the best people to send for every situation is, I believe, a valid conversation.
State lawmakers took several steps this week to reform police practices, including banning the use of chokeholds as a form of restraint and repealing a law that was used to shield police disciplinary records from the public. Some state senators want to do more. Senator Alessandra Biaggi, a Democrat from the Bronx, has introduced a bill to ban police use of tear gas, pepper spray, and other chemical agents. During the past couple of weeks, police in New York and in many cities across the nation have used the agents on peaceful protesters. Biaggi says there's no good reason for police to ever use tear gas.
It is meant to trigger pain in people, which we have seen all across the videos that we've watched across the entire country. It's caused people to sneeze, cough. It causes difficulty breathing. It can cause temporary blindness. And the most unfathomable part of the fact that it's being used now is that we're still in a pandemic. And so the pandemic is very clearly linked to respiratory issues. And so when you're spraying tear gas in someone's face and they have to take off their mask and their coughing, I mean, we're just increasing the risk of spreading COVID as well.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's at times praised and criticized the police, says one-off bills regulating a single aspect of policing is not the best approach. He thinks police forces need to be fundamentally reimagined and restructured to eradicate systematic racism.
It's not about tear gas. It's not about whether or not the police do safety enforcement in schools. It's much deeper than that. It's much broader than that. This is inherent racism. This is decades and decades of injustice.
Cuomo says the moment for real change has come and should not be wasted. Senator Biaggi says she agrees.
There is no one act that will solve systemic racism and injustice. We've seen that. We know that. It requires collective efforts and many, many actions over time that build on one another.
Not everyone is in favor of making changes to the police. Many Republican lawmakers voted against some of the police reform bills, and state GOP chair Nick Langworthy in a statement says de Blasio's call to defund the police is extreme and radical, and he predicts it would make citizens less safe against terrorism and could have catastrophic and deadly consequences. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.